Blog Talk Radio.
Use all of your courage in Jesus to overcome. Believe there is no circumstance that can defeat you in your purpose to accomplish anything in your life. You got to believe it though, brother.
Yeah. Amen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to believe. Come on.
the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Shalom, shalom, saints. Greetings and blessings to you all. If you would please give me a sound check, please. Let me know how I'm coming in tonight. Zero being the worst, 10 being the best. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Yeah, let me know how I'm coming in, saints. If you can hear me, that's great. I see Brother Josh giving me 10.
You got 10 on video and 10 on audio.
10, 10, 50 Green,
yeah.
Brother Chad, if I know either of you, Sister Brittany in the house, Brother Willie in the house, Sierra, hallelujah. Well, thanks, bless you all. Welcome to the right show of the Straight Way Truth Radio Broadcast, the Brother Segment. I'm your host, Deacon Bell, along with me is Teacher Shane McKnight.
Oh, hallelujah, shalom, shalom.
Hallelujah, thanks. We decided to get together for this broadcast tonight just to come to you to edify you this way as well. But I hope everyone had a beautiful week last week and beautiful Shabbat. Was able to partake in the word that was given ministered by the shepherd yesterday. You know, the man of Yah who always labors and plows in hope, feeding the sheep.
Plow and hope, yes. Most plow.
Yeah. If you ever in the sound room back in your teacher said, keep plowing. He's always encouraging the shepherd, keep plowing. That's had to dig in, you know, because a lot of times that word comes, you know, you look at soil. I've never plowed on the track, but I've watched the brothers, the elder and the brothers that do it, Brother Scott, and I'll watch the soil sometimes, and you see how before the ground's plowed, it's part of this table, tight and group knit. Tighten it like a wall or whatever, you know, it's just very solid. But, you know, when the plow comes through, they're able to break up the fallow ground, like the word says, they'll break up your fallow ground, that ground gets broken up, and then when you come back through with the disc, you know, that's only the disc, you know, you break up the plow, then you disc it, smooth it all out, and then you're ready to plant. And so a lot of times, say, even when we come to hear the word, what kind of pre-work are we doing on our spirits to be able to receive the engrafted word.
Especially when that plow is deep and all of a sudden it pull up that stump in your life.
Oh.
That rock, you know. It's amazing the plow when it pulls up out of the ground, you know.
Yeah, that's like what Pastor was talking yesterday, like when he said certain things, but who's here mature? And then he said, name something. You know, everybody raised their hand and he named something. Boom, if that's not hit you, the hand starts going down. That's hitting that stump in your life. Hitting that area where you're deficient, you know, what kind of nutrients does your soil have in it? Is your soil depleted, like a lot of the soil in the land of America? Do you not have any love, any charity? You know, all the good things that make for a healthy spirit.
Yeah, I thank Yah that we're able to plow and hope. If it wasn't for Yah, and Yah enabling us to actually be in this service, how would you be able, you know, to hear the word of Yah and to know how to perform. It takes the plow sometimes to break up this hard ground, our hard neck and our hard hearts and our stiff necks. I think Yah, the plow, you know, we got to keep our hand on that plow and don't look back. So many times, you know, when that plow is hitting our ground, our hard, untilled ground, that's when many times we want to check out, you know. We want the worker to leave the field.
Yeah, but it's all of a sudden now. All right, Pastor, you can stop preaching now.
Oh, no. You're digging a little too deep out of that plow. You got it down. Going a little bit too low. Raise that plow up just a little bit.
Don't touch some tender parts.
Uh-huh. Well, you're uncovering stuff that was deep.
But that word deserves the thoughts and tears of the heart.
Oh, yeah.
And it cuts. It's a two-edged sword. I mean, yeah, it's cutting deep. Oh! Oh! You know, especially if you don't want to repent. for some wicked way, then it's starting to reveal. You know?
Yeah, hard ground won't keep itself.
Oh.
Hard ground won't stop that plow, but you can't stop that plow.
Mm-mm.
Now, when that plow man, that good husband man is plowing in hope.
Plowing in hope.
It's always plowing in hope that somehow, some way that the word will reach unto you, bring light unto a dark situation, will dig up some deep things that you have hid within yourselves. That's what the word does, as a sharp two-edged sword, cutting asunder, showing, you know, the deep things that's within us that we tend to like to shove off in a closet somewhere. And a lot of our closets are full of this crap.
Yeah, and dead men bones. We just came out of the Passover season. You know, we're still in the season of the feast. We just came out of the Passover season, and that was a time of deep reflection for a lot of us. But, you know, of course, after the Passover came out, the Pastor Doc came with a slamming message, like, it's time back to business. You know, starting to deal with the hearts and everything. But, you know, as we were in that time of preparation, we should have not only, after we passed out of Passover, we shouldn't have been in a moment where we can relax on keeping ourselves right and uncovering more of the hidden iniquities and the sins that's in us, the things that are displeasing to the Most High. Because he's going to cast out his kingdom all things that offend. And we don't want those things, anything in us that's going to offend him. You know, so we shouldn't be hiding from the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what's beautiful about the word. It's what's beautiful about the light. Something about darkness in us, that we tend to like to run to darkness as Adam did, you know. And God asked him, who told you it was naked? You know, why you run to the darkness? You know, darkness cannot comprehend light. Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we should always welcome the word in every season. Not only the word is instant in season, we need to still have our ground pliable to be in season. Because the Most High Yah is there as a good husbandman to plant what he desires, plant what he wills within your dirt.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus said this. Hold on a second. I got a scripture for something. I wrote it down because I didn't want to forget. My teachers always get on about using notes, y'all, but I did make a little cheat sheet so I can remember. All right, Brother Josh, if you would, post John chapter 15, verse 16. Thinking off of what T said. It's amazing you hit it. You said it like that, T. So you got me. I get the thing. All right, where we at? Where we at?
John 15, 16.
Okay, yeah, we got it. All right. Now, John 15, 16 reads. Of course, thanks. You know, go back and read everything in context. You know, we shouldn't. You know, we always say it, but you know, it should be drilled in us. But just to make sure we don't forget, like even as Pastor was preaching yesterday, you know, trying to provoke us back to remember some things that, you know, revisiting things that we should know. But as a good, faithful household and husbandman, he's making sure that the house is well prepared and hitting the areas where things we should know in case we are lacking them. He's putting it right back in our minds again. Stirred us up by way of remembrance. Our pure minds. Hallelujah.
Just stir it up. Stir.
Hallelujah. Let me read this. Jesus said this, Yeshua, HaMashiach, said this, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain, that whosoever you shall, that whatsoever you shall ask in my Father's name, he may give it you. But, you know, I want to key in on, I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that it should remain. You know, so what kind of fruit are we really producing as a flock of the Most High, as a field? You know, how spiritually productive are we? You know, are we bringing forth love, joy, and peace? You know, some fruits are, some fields are. You know, some are bringing forth some envy, which is rottenness to the bones. You're tilling a bad crop. Jealousy.
Heirloom seeds of envy?
Woo!
Heirloom seeds of jealousy?
Come on, Zig.
Folks planting this stuff in this day and this hour.
Can't eat from that tree, can
you? Right after the pass? Over?
Come on. You can't bring that forth out of a good heart.
No.
A good tree brings forth good fruit. You know, envy, jealousy, doubt, unbelief, fear.
Yeah.
What passed in a ministry the other day? You're talking about the sin unto death. How many things are, now that's a crop to reap that's on your deathbed. In some cases, what Pastor was mentioning, some people he didn't have to pray for because they actually got right. They met the Most High's conditions. They brought, because they were ordained to bring forth good fruit. Now, it took something to get them in that position. So what David say? Until I was afflicted, I went astray.
Uh-huh.
You know, all we like sheep go astray. Okay. So we do have to strive to make sure we're producing the good fruit, being in the Most High's will, submitting ourselves to, and not to the wicked one, and the things that he may submit to our mind that tempt us. We heard about temptation yesterday. Go ahead, Keith.
The chosen me. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. To what? You said bring forth fruit. But it's amazing when we choose ourselves, the fruit that we bring to the table.
Ooh.
You know, we have, self has so many desires. Self has so many ambitions. Self has so many appetites.
Woo, come on, dude.
Choose you whom this day you will serve. He has chosen us to bear his fruit, not our fruit, but, we're so tied up. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to be in the limelight. No.
Ooh.
Too many of us are seeking to save our own life.
Ooh-wee.
And in the end, we find that we're losing it. But Yah says, and Messiah says, if you lose your life for my name's sake, you shall find it. And that's the big area that not too many people are finding life in Yah. They're trying to find life in themselves, or in their own ambitions, in their own inclinations, in their own theologies, in their own deductions, and they're plowing in these areas and they're sowing in these areas, and they get all upset, and they're making the ground ripe for offenses of themselves, and all the time they're accusing others of things that of the stuff that they have sowed themselves, and they're trying to sow this to accuse the sowing on other people.
Ooh.
And they're the ones that have sowed this. And they have not allowed the light of Yah to come in and to choose them. And it's the word of Yah. It's the seed of Yah that keeps you from sin. He that is born of Yah does not sin because his seed remains in him. So it's day by day, it's pertinent, when you wake up, when you go to bed, that the word of Yah is being sown throughout the whole day. But now our feelings and our emotions sometimes, we got our hand on the plow, but somehow that anger comes in and then the hand goes off the plow. That bitterness comes in and the hand goes off the plow. No longer we're in the field laboring for Yah. All of a sudden, our attention is on ourselves.
Building that kingdom of self.
You forget that Yah has chosen you to bear fruit. But no, we forget that there's this choice. Many are called, but few are chosen. But like going all along here, fruit. Whatever you shall sow, that shall you reap. That is a law that is ingrained in creation. That is nothing that cannot be done away with. Yah's word has went forth. It will accomplish what it set forth, what it was meant to do, and it will not return unto him void by any means. So why don't we submit to be the chosen of Yah? And quit being and submitting yourself, being chosen of yourself, being chosen of your hurts, being chosen of your emotions, being chosen of your feelings. choose you whom this day you will serve. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because if your fruit is in the yard, it will remain. Well, we're so much caught up in the temporal, and we wonder why things fade away so quickly. We have not put nothing in the eternal bank. And got no interest.
Spiritually bankrupt. Come on.
They ain't planting nothing spiritually, but we're looking at the ground and say, why hasn't he come up? You know, I did this and I did that. Yeah, you.
It's true. That's why the crop fails. That's why the crop fails. Oh, man. Hallelujah. That's good. But, you know, it's like this. You can't you lay down on the earth treasures for yourself. You know, because you're building that kingdom of self. You know, that's your treasure. You know, and where your heart is, your treasure going to be. And when you're treasuring in the things that pertain to you, and then when it comes to pass, it's getting eaten by the moth and the cankerworm. You're like, how come it ain't produced? Well, you're not abiding in Christ. You're not abiding in the Most High.
I'm offended.
You're going out to that sinful nature of man, that old man, and you wonder why you're done. I mean.
Yeah, out there on the job site, you know, trying to please that boss that's over you.
Come on.
When you are chosen of Yah, he has chosen you. You have not chosen him. And you're out there trying to please that man when you should be working for Yah.
Come on. True.
And you wonder why, you know, you have all this bitterness and all this anger and all this kickback. If you was working for Yah, guess what? That fruit would remain.
Ooh.
Righteous fruit.
Yeah.
We don't see how much we set ourselves up for offenses.
Ooh. Ooh. What did Jesus say? Offenses are going to come.
Yeah, they sure should come.
The walls of the land. My whole offense coming. And I don't mean the person that offended you, so-called, because you're walking after the flesh and being a carnal man. You know, you look at what in the scripture, it says, quenching like men. Hey, well, in the situation you start to see yourself getting tested, ain't wanting to get tempted to be offended, grab a hold of that thought right then and there. You know what Pastor talked about? When you greet those thoughts, that's like a vow. That seals it before the Most High, because you didn't say nothing, you didn't, or if a thought comes to your mind, you didn't disagree with it being the husband of your body, of your temple, the devil is getting you offended, if your flesh is trying to get you offended, you need to stop it. You need to take a hold of it right then and there. Get them thoughts in check before it causes you to sin. Before you give place to offense.
Same line at the door.
Can they? And then you go and murder somebody. Even if you don't do it physically, you know, who's done it spiritually? Are your hands defiled with blood spiritually? Have you cursed man on the inside of your heart and killed somebody within your heart? But y'all know. He can see. And then you have to give account for that. Go ahead, Teach. Wow. I have a scripture I want to read this time.
Just how many years we think we forget that we have sowed 40 years of bitterness.
Ooh.
40 years of, I mean, 40 acres of bitterness. 40 acres of this and 40 acres of that. And then we wonder why. Why am I receiving this harvest?
Mm-mm-mm.
Not forgetting it, what did you sow? What have you sown? You know, all labor is done under the sun, and you through the heat of the day and the sweat of your brow, you've been sitting there offended at your brother, offended at your sister, envy at your brother, envy at your sister, and all this time you're just sowing these seeds. When harvest time comes, you look at the ground, nothing but a damn bunch of weeds, thistles, briars, and thorns.
How you gonna
and then
that?
You offended at your brother and your sister for what you sowed.
Nothing but a crop of destruction. Then when you wax poor, you have to go to your brother or sister who's spiritually rich, has a bountiful harvest of good things.
Give us of yours.
Come on. You're walking. Give us of yours. But they gonna say, not so. Not so, brother. Not so, sister. You have to go to buy and sell and and get your own preparation. But I can't give you a mind unless when the king comes, I won't have enough for myself. So what is going to be the fruit of your labor? Are your hands blessed in the things that you sow? If not, you need to hoe a whole new row, like Pastor used to tell us. You got to hoe a whole new crop or pray for a crop failure on this business, this envy, all this evil that you sow that you're going to reap. But pray for a crop failure and then get out there and plow that land
up. You ain't got to plow it all back up. Everything I've done before.
You got to repent, brother. That means doing it all.
Not like Paul when he said, I consider it all done. Yeah. Well, I had to hop back on that track and go drop that plow. Everything you learned, I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. Yeah. I had to drop that plow and dig that shit all up.
That don't do it.
Yeah.
Refertilize it.
Replant. Good seed.
Good seed. 40 acres of good seed now. But it takes labor. This is going to take time for that good seed to come up. And you have to be patient. You have to stay in the right spirit. And then don't let the weed of bitterness or envy or fear, doubt, start growing in your harvest. Now, don't be lazy on your crop. Get out there and take care of it. Tend the garden like the Most High made for man to do, made man to do, you know, the garden of Eden. Hold on, I got a scripture for us to read. Hold on. You know, we're talking about these thoughts that come to us. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. We'll just start with verse 3. You got that, Brother Josh? We're going to read verses 10, 3 through 6. All right. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You know, what happens when you war after the flesh? You know, we know it's like the walk of the flesh, something we teach. I mean, you know, like right now, Teacher Shane's been out there working today. He's hot. He's burnt from the sun. Y'all seen Teacher Shane? He's sun, you know, he's dark. I mean, he's sun, well, some might say sun-kissed. The sun was roasted him. I mean, he's got his hands dirty. Others have got their hands dirty. And thank y'all saints from the communities around about Clarksville, the House of Unity, Promised Land, and everybody else in the saints that live in the area here locally, for all y'all who came by and helped us out here today on the land. We appreciate all y'all's labor of love for us here. It's going to help everyone in the ministry. So thank you all. Hallelujah. But you know, so we walk in the flesh, but we don't war after the flesh. So just when some of these thoughts come to you, they start testing you. Do you war after the flesh, or do you? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through Yah to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Okay, I got a fit starting to talk to me. I'm starting to see some stuff in my head. I'm getting mad at Teacher Shane for closing the door too hard, or one of my sons for leaving my shoes on the porch and it got rained on. I'm getting full of fury. Or a brother or sister just did something that I didn't like. Even though they didn't sin, it's because my flesh didn't like it. It wasn't pleased with them. You know, so I got these thoughts, imaginations working in. But do we cast them down? Cast them down, these imaginations. But our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through Yahweh to pulling down the strongholds, casting down the imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yah, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So how many disobedient thoughts we got running around still that we manifest? They manifest in our crop. Like Teacher Shane talked about that 40 acres of bitterness. Yeah, that's 40 acres of disobedience running around. That's been sold, that's living. And now when the harvest comes, like he said, you got this shit that you can't do nothing with. Now what? What are we doing with that, Teach? What are we doing with that?
Now, a lot of that stuff, it's got to be bundled up and cast into the fire, as y'all said. I mean,
yes, sir. But we're going to cast some thoughts down. We wouldn't have to deal with that.
Yeah. For though we, you know, we may be physically here in the temporal, we got to understand the word that says we. Understand we being the children of Yah. And we do not war after a temporal nature. We do not war after what's going on in our feelings and our emotions. Now, Yah and Christ is always... He knows us after the Spirit, and he wants each and every one of us to know each and every one after the Spirit. We may walk, you know, in this temporal body,
But our war is not fought with this temporal body.
Come on.
See, we got to get to a place to where we know we've got to sow everything in the spirit. We've been accustomed to sowing and reaping everything so much temporally. We live for the here and now. We live for here for us. We don't live, we're not actually walking in the chosen of Yah. Because if we were walking in the chosen of Yah and arming ourselves with Messiah's mind,
come on,
we would know, actually, you know, that everything that's going on with us is always actually, it's going first in the Alpha, in the Genesis, in the Spirit. If we get to that place to understand, understanding everything starts in the Spirit first. We know everything first, that which is natural,
yeah.
Then that. But even that tells us, and that everything points us to the Genesis of all things in the Spirit. Yah is a Spirit. In the beginning, was the Spirit of Yah.
Yes.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. When we get to a place where we understand that our ground to sow in, And our ground to reap in is always in what Yeshua has founded. He is the foundation. And we're not careful. We should be careful on what we build upon that foundation. For though we are in the flesh, we understand. And there's a testimony. Each one of us knows that we're in the flesh. We've got to understand it. We don't war after the flesh. Because we understand these carnal things. Bitterness is carnal.
Yeah.
Jealousy is carnal. You know, there's a godly jealousy, and there is a demonic jealousy. We're talking about the demonic jealousy, the temporal jealousy, not the pure jealousy.
True.
Envy is carnal. Hatred is carnal on its platform. But we're so accustomed in our life to always referring, because that's what we've been raised up in, the carnal. It's got to be a point in our walk that one day we will embrace the new man, the chosen man that Yah made from the beginning. The word that went forth, that word that did not return into him. You heard it in the opening of Deacon's show there, the scripture, that his word will not return into the void, but it will accomplish what it set forth to do. And why don't we let the word of Yah sow itself in us? We're sowing so much crap in us. You understand how much, as a Hebrew, how agricultural this is. Every scripture that we've been dealing with has been on an agricultural level.
Yes, sir. Yes,
first,
sir.
That which is natural, then that which is spiritual. For though we walk in the flesh, we walk, you know, temporally in the flesh, but our fight is not after. We don't let this flesh lead us and guide us. And it says, our weapons are not carnal. They're not temporary. They're not of this flesh.
Right.
So, what kind of weapons of this flesh that we think we got? Well, I can drop kick and I can southpaw and I can do this with my elbow drop, you know,
yep,
on my brother and my sister with,
ooh,
this accusation,
ooh,
and with this bitterness, you know.
The
WWF, you know, in the flesh.
Yeah, come on. Body slam with doubt.
Uh-huh.
Hatred, clothesline, breaking your neck.
But our weapons, it says, as Deacon brought up, but mighty through who?
Yeah.
No, I like my weapons, you know.
Ooh.
I like when I got hurt.
Oh.
You hurt me. My feelings.
Oh, God.
Nothing more than feeling.
So, you know, we're so accustomed, you know, in our past life of warring after this manner.
Yeah.
But now here we are in Yah. And Yah, he is so beseeching us. Forget you being like men.
Come on.
Forget this mess. Walk in the power of Messiah. You have weapons that are mighty through Yah, through the pulling down of strongholds. Well, you think we got strength in ourselves to pull down all this spiritual wickedness in high places, these principalities and this powers.
Right. Come on.
And which we are a little lower than the angels. Yep. And we think we can have power over that and within ourselves. Then it says casting down.
Casting down.
Casting down. But it's continually cast down, cast down, cast down.
Come on.
Are you doing it in your own strength? Or are you doing it under Yah's strength? Are you doing it in the unchosen of Yah? Or are you doing it in the chosen of Yah? He shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. He has not left us naked, but many times we're crying out spiritually, I'm naked. And we wonder why there's no sword in my hand. How much word have you put in within your heart?
Come on.
How many words do you put in? But, you know, we let the word of anger and the word of hatred and the word of jealousy and the word of bitterness control us to the point where we're carnally fighting.
Yes.
But our warfare, Yah says, is not carnal.
Not carnal.
We're not in a temporal warfare. Most High Yah has moved you into the eternal now. He's moved you in a higher place, in a higher estate. You won't receive that? You won't receive that? Casting down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yah. Well, how do I know what's exalting itself against knowledge? Well, how much seed of Yah have you planted in your earth?
Ooh. Come on, good question.
What is his will? What is his pleasure? What is his purpose? We're so encumbered with what we want. Well, we read the Bible, and then somehow, I don't know what Yah wants. I don't know what Yah's will is for my life. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yah, you know, the biggest thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Yah is you. When you're going to come to that point, you know, when the mirror of Yah is turned upon you and you look and you see yourselves. And that's why many people are shrieking. Ah!
Come on, that's true, Pete. That's true. Come on.
Or, you know, they see themselves in the mirror, you know, some people, some men, they say, yeah, that's my image. And then they're the hell with that image, and they're down on their knees, and they're plowing a new road.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, plowing is such a, it's a violent action, you know. There's a lot of action going on there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, some run back into the darkness. I don't want to see myself no more now. Yeah, Yah said, who told you it was naked?
Come on. That's right. If he want to clothe us when he still was naked.
After. He wants to clothe us.
After we needed conditions.
Yes. After.
Because you see that mirror, and I keep the same thing. You know, because some of us, we do see ourselves in that mirror. Well, man beholds himself in the mirror. But then after we behold ourselves, we forget what manner of man we were because we want to defend that flesh. Defend that wicked way to cover up that sin. Like, you know, when we Adam and Eve, we sew our little fig leaves together. Oh, that's good enough. I'm good.
I'm covered now. Look what I did, y'all. I covered myself.
Why can't you stand in my presence? Why are you hiding?
Why are you so, hey, don't you was naked? And you got to sew yourself fig leaves, and you think you still think yourself naked.
I hate saying looking at yourself. You see that mirror?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, showing your true spiritual estate, showing you how bankrupt you are. But you should be rich.
Mm-hmm.
Are we not kings and priests of the Most High? His children? I mean, we're supposed to be. And we should be clothed with that right garment, which is the righteousness of the saints. So, since we are warring after the flesh, we find out why we're naked. While we're destitute, poor,
blind, miserable.
Yeah, come on, yeah, come that's on. Right, yeah. Because you want to justify yourself in that, too.
Nobody knows the trouble I see.
Self-pity. That's a sin.
What about me? Poor, pitiful me.
I tell you, this flesh is a mess.
Yeah,
it'll keep you there, too.
Because there's no good thing.
No good thing.
There's no good thing.
Well,
why are we trying to find good things in this flesh?
I think we just need to crucify.
And that flesh is taking us to that whipped bullet all the time. And just whack, 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 whack.
Yeah.
And then we're getting more offended, more envious, more jealous. And it's us doing it, but we want to put the blame on someone else.
Blame game.
Yeah, that woman you gave me.
how many times you do that with your wives out there, brother? Or with your sister, or your brother just next to you, that you get that evil eye towards, and you want to point the finger, accuse them. You know, teacher Shay is fault. Pastor Dow, you know, that Pastor Dow, if he wouldn't have said that, you know, he's the focus of your wrath, your envy, your anger. Mm-hmm. You know, all that fleshly attack that you got going on, you know, that weapon you, all that sword, that wicked spiritual sword you wield. Mm-hmm. And you wield like a pro, too. You don't want to come in and beat you. Well, and you know, the three musketeers would be cut in half by you. But you don't teach. It's an amazing thing, though. And, you know, because the word says if we live after the flesh, we'll die.
Yeah.
You know, and the man, yesterday preached a good spiritual word on spiritual maturity.
Spiritual maturity.
And if you didn't get this thing, this is what we're pinging off of. If y'all hadn't figured it out, we're pinging off the word yesterday. And so we develop, as we're walking in this, in maturity, you're going to have to learn how to lean on Yah and not on yourself. He's going to have to be your strength. And what Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. You can't walk this walk without him. Teach the things you've been through in your life. Did you make it through it all on your own?
No. I've just seen utter failure when I tried to do it under my own strength.
Under your own strength.
When I was in the field of carnality, uh-oh, so to say, you know, when I was living my life.
Your life. Oh.
Uh-huh.
What happened to your life, Pete?
Yeah, I seen it become utter destruction. I seen it laid to waste. I seen vanity of vanities.
Because his eyes was open.
Yeah, it brought me to a place of obeisance to where I was laying upon the thing where I come from, the very dirt that I was made of.
Ooh.
And it was the Most High Yah was able to lift me up out of that miry clay.
Hallelujah.
But if it wasn't for his word, I would not have been lifted up. If I had not humbled myself, I resisted a lot of years hearing Yah within my spirit, hearing Yah within my being until he took everything away. When there was not only nothing left, the voice of Yah in my life.
Hallelujah.
So I finally submitted and understood that from that time forth, that this was ordained from the beginning, that he created me to be like this, and that I should not get out of the potter's hand what he created me. I needed to be a vessel for his use.
Hallelujah.
And when I come to that point, that place of obeisance, that place of yielding to that place of humility to where he could use me, then I found life that I had been looking for all my life that I was running away from.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's amazing how we'll resist his will until he's able to subdue our will.
Yeah.
He's able to bring us down, to humble us. You know, and our ancient people, you know, hold on. Let's go there. Let's go. Let me find. Hold on. What's my note there? Let's go to Acts chapter 7, y'all. Stephen gives a good testimony of this. I'm just going to skip down to the meat of it, too. Acts chapter 7. Get there. Let's start at verse 51. Now, go back and read all this in context to get the balance up, to get the fullness of this thing. So I'm going to just read verse 51. It said, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh, as your fathers did, so do you. And then which of the prophets have you not have not your fathers persecuted? They have slain them which showed. Let me read that over. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which showed before the coming of the Just One, of whom you have now been betrayed, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by disposition of angels and have not kept it. You disobeyed the word. You got the law by disposition of angels and have not obeyed it, have not kept it. And this is the part I want to get to. And when they heard these things, they were cut to their heart, and they gnashed on them with their teeth. I think, and, you know, he told you always, as your fathers did, so do you resist the Holy Spirit. And how much resistance, you know, have you lived out in your life prior to conversion? And then after conversion, we still resist.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, well, I'm resisting. But Deacon, what are you talking about? Deacon, what do you mean? Teach them. Well, when you live after the flesh, you act out on the wicked thoughts and the things that's within, instead of, you know, bringing those things into captivity. When you get that thought of bitterness or anger, wrath, instead of submitting to the Holy Spirit, casting that thought down, you act on it. So you want to go attack somebody, biting and devouring, being the devil all the time, while the Holy Spirit's in the background saying, hey, you don't need to be doing that. Once you turn, get my word, once you repent, humble yourself. But now you want to go on the strength of your flesh because that's what you depend on. That's your word. Instead of the word of y'all being the rock that you lean to, you lean to that word of the flesh, that word of self, and become disobedient with all that resistance within
mm-hmm.
you.
It's amazing. The temples that we think we have built for Yah. As it says earlier, howbeit the Most High dwells not in temple made with hands. What is the crap that we're making with our own hands that we want Yah to dwell in? The crap that our own hands create. We want Yah to somehow dwell in our bitterness, dwell in our envy, dwell in our jealousies. But he don't dwell in temples made with hands. This carnal crap. That heaven is his throne. Earth is his footstool. And now, what house will you build me? Now, this is cutting. This is cutting. Even before, you know, he said all this, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, what house you going to build me? Huh? Huh?
Whoa.
You dwelling in your own works and your own accomplishments and your own great things. Oh, great, Most High, we built this magnificent building. Have not I smote myself? Have not I fasted 3 days in the week and did this and did that? All the stuff we make with our hands, and Yah is not dwelling in it.
Mm.
And then to turn around, you know, after he said, heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool, what house will you build me, says Yah? Where is he going to rest at? And then Yah says, has not his hand made all these things? Then he turns and you, stiff-necked and stout-hearted, you think you've done all this? Stone temples and all this gold and all this glamour and all this temporal carnal crap that you want him to dwell in. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised and hardened ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did. As we have read, the testimony is there. Who is believing the report?
Ooh. Who has believed our report?
Mm-hmm.
Do we believe? Have we believed the Most High's report? I don't believe. In a lot of cases, we show that we don't believe his report. We don't believe that he's the Most High, that he's the creator of heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. We don't believe the report that he gave the commandments and the judgments to our fathers. You know, on Mount Sinai, when he came down, the mountain was smoking. I thought, hey, we don't want to hear from you no more. You know, we're afraid. At that time, they believed the report, but now we don't believe that report. We believe the report of our flesh, the testimony of our flesh. You know, because our fathers had the, what's that? You know, our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness. Now, we should have the tabernacle of witness within us now.
We're the temple.
Yeah. The living temple now.
Yeah.
But do you believe that report? Because if you do, then why do you conduct yourself after the flesh? Why do you go contrary to the will and the word of the Most High? And then we ain't here accusing you, but we all know what this temporal mess is capable of. And some of us fall prey to it all the time, after the flesh, some of us work in death.
We know
you're by the Spirit. Yeah. We know the labor amongst us.
Yeah.
We know our brothers and sisters. And you think about this. Some have to labor more and pray abundantly to uphold those who are constantly pulling the work down, if I can say that. Or opening the doors for the house of time to come in and use you as a tool. Instead of you being a wise wife, building up the house of the Most High, tearing it down, plucking it down with your hands, or trying to, while the vessel was still, hey, no, don't take that brick out, put it back.
Yeah, we're here under damage control, trying to bring everything back unto the pleasure of Yah.
Yeah.
Knowing the terror of Yah, we're trying to persuade you. You know, we don't count ourselves as some great thing.
Come on. Nope.
But our experience and what we have been through, as Paul declared it so many times, you know, we understand our flesh. We understand our iniquities, our infirmities and everything. And we've come to a place where we have overcome so many things. And I know there are many that are out there that have ears that are weak. And the strong are here trying to bridge the gap for you weak, if you would just incline your ear. You know, we're here broadcasting at this time. Not our own words, but the word of Yah, the seed of Yah, hoping that somehow, some way, that it will be planted into good ground. We want 100-fold.
Hallelujah.
We want, you know, good fruit brought forth. We want this chosen fruit that was before ordained before the foundation of the world, which you should be allowing to be harvested and manifested in you. Yeah, we have come to Passover. This is seed time. Perfect time to actually plant good things in you. So that when Pentecost and then when tabernacles come, that you are not empty-handed.
Yeah,
you know, we think we got to bring carnal things, but what are you bringing spiritually to the feast?
Ooh. Got the oil in your vessel. And the feast will command not to appear before him empty-handed. Are you empty and devoid of the word? Are you just coming spiritually bankrupt? You should be gathering in. It's time to gathering in. Let that light of the word be filled up your being. That way, like Pastor talks about having dead cells around. So when it comes time for the Most High to need you specifically for a task, whatever it may be, he ain't picking you up. Like when picking up my phone, and you got 1%. Damn, I can't use you. Hey, Joe Blow over here, get over here. Servant, don't do this, because this wicked servant who I've given this talent has not.
He's not charged.
Yeah. He is not doing what he didn't do what he's supposed to do, and I need him now, but that's okay. I knew from the Most High, he knows all things. I prepared for that contingency. And I get another faithful servant, and I'm going to take what this wicked servant had and give it to him, and that wicked servant will get cast out, and I got a profitable servant to fulfill my will. And that's what we need to be striving for, to be in. You know, being vessels of honor for the Most High, doing the things that we know that we should be doing and that we're capable to do. The Father will ask us to do something that we can't do. He's not according to what a man don't have that he asks him to do something, according to what you do have. Now, let's say, for instance, the Father wouldn't come to me and say, Deacon Bell, Doug Bell, I need you to give $1 billion offering to the ministry, or I need you to do something that I just can't do. You know, he's not going to ask something of me that's not within my capability. But he will ask me to do what I can do, though. And I can't say, well, Father, I can't do it. He said, yes, you can. So I saw you do it yesterday. Like, for instance, like, hey, well, you be faithful in doing the things you've always done. Well, Father, I can't do it. Well, you just did it yesterday. What do you mean you can't do it? Teacher said, you be faithful in things you did yesterday. Preach, being a teacher, listen to my word. Well, what teacher can say, Father, I can't do it no more. Well, I don't want to do it. No.
It's the in-season, out-of-season.
Right. Uh-huh. Right, and that's what it takes. Being faithful all the time. Just being streamlined all the time. Being consistent. That's all it takes.
Connected to the vine.
Connected
to the vine. That's why we can say charge. And the vine's connected to the root.
Bringing the power up.
Uh-huh.
And it don't depend on you. It don't depend on you. It does, but it don't. Because like Pastor said, we want to trust in ourselves to do it. You stay connected to the Most High, he's going to go, he's going to work through you.
Yeah.
You've been a willing vessel.
Then they call him up. Tell him what you want. Oh, but you look at the battery. He picks up your phone and it's 1%. How much are you going to talk to the Most High Yah with 1% in the battery?
You ain't going to last long. You got to put you back on the charge.
You know, the Holy Spirit is going to be sitting there, plug it in. Yeah, it's going to be giving you that little icon. Plug in. Whatever, you know how much we've
But these reasons why we're in charge, because that's showing our resistance.
Uh-huh.
See, it's weird. You know, then when we get chasing, you know, all of a sudden, oh, well, why am I going through this? That's why you're chasing. It's payday time now. Some folks have been put on the strap heat.
Nobody knows the trouble I see. Now, you see how that brother did me. How that sister did me.
Y'all looking at you like, what?
All the excuses you come before them with. Excuses pave the way to hell.
Yeah, you've been out there plowing them and sowing them little real crooked roads. I mean,
come on.
No stumps pulled up out of the ground, all them rocks all laying up on the ground everywhere, all kinds of trash and pieces of metal. This is a bad-looking field.
It's a spiritual junkyard.
Yeah.
What's the Most High going to do with that? He's going to come to the village looking for fruit. Hey, there ain't no fruit out here.
No.
Where's that wicked husband at? Are you a wicked husband, brothers and sisters? Hold on a second. Let's put the people in the chat. Sister Deere, are you a wicked husband, woman? Carrie Walsh, out there in, where they at? The Washington.
Australia.
Are the saints in Australia wicked husbandmen? Sister Brittany, Sister Green, Brother Willie, Jessica, Chad, are y'all wicked husbandmen? Put a 10 in the chat if you ain't wicked. Let me see.
Come on,
let's put a 10. Sakina, you a wicked husband, woman?
Declare that new man.
Come on. Let that new man speak more.
Uh-huh.
Yes, hallelujah. Come on, put them 10s in there. I'm still waiting on y'all. Put the 10 in there, Cal. I see that. 10. Josh, hallelujah. Somebody here.
Yeah, let the new man speak. We don't want to hear nothing from no carnal man.
Come on. Come on. Keep going. The rest of y'all. Put the 10s in there. Come on. I see Josh, Carrie, Sister Green. Yeah, come on. Jessica. Hallelujah. Sister Brittany. Chad. Well, all right. Hallelujah. Okay. We got participation. They're alive.
Uh-huh.
They're waking to y'all in the spirit, King.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
At the foot of Mount Sinai, you're saying, yes, y'all, we will.
Hallelujah. We want to hear from you. We will receive this.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But, you know, we got to continue to bring forth fruit, brothers and sisters. And it's not hard. It's just, what's the tech teach to bring forth fruit? What's the tech?
Simple. The word of Yah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Doing his will. Performing his righteousness.
Come on.
And doing what he created you to be.
Ooh. From that new man.
The new man. That's hooked into the vine, which is hooked to the root. You know, it's amazing. The root will bring up the nutrients and distribute to the vine and then to the branches. And these all work in one.
Ooh, one.
To bring forth one fruit.
One new man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was reading about the vine and the branches to my sons the other day. You know, telling them, you know, teaching them about Yeshua and our purpose in him. You know, because we can't live without the branch. You know, we got to abide in him,
yeah,
in the vine. If we cut the branches off, what are we going to do? We're going to die. You know, I'm trying to tell them, that's why we got to get in the Word. That's why we have to obey the Most High. You know, sometimes like, keeping the commandments, obeying His feast and everything that the Most High has laid out for us to help us, that'll help bring us to spiritual growth, fruition.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about, bringing forth the fruit unto righteousness.
I mean, that first Adam was in the garden eating of that forbidden tree.
Mm.
But the second Adam come and took down that tree.
Hallelujah.
It began with the tree and it ended with the tree. I mean.
Tree of death, now the tree of life.
Uh-huh. Here we are in the garden of Yah. If we just really understand what planting we are. Yah has planted us in our perspective places to bring forth fruit unto Him. Why do you think we have these feast days? They're always a culmination of bringing forth fruit, gathering of fruit, gathering of harvest. I mean, we understand what's going on naturally, but Most High Yah wants to see the more abundance coming in spiritually.
Whoa.
Yeah, we think we bring in all this good temporal offerings and stuff, yet and forsake the greater thing. This thing you should have done, but have forgot.
Not left the other undone. Spiritual work should not
spiritual
be undone.
Spiritual work, which Yah is a spirit, and He's looking for a spiritual offering. You know, He had no delight in times past of when men's hearts were given these offerings and sacrifices, and they were just doing it after some religious order, and their heart and their mind and their body and their soul wasn't in it no more. And Yah said, "The hell with this! It stinks! It's putrid!
Abomination!
Had no more delight in that." And Yeshua come, put Himself on the tree for us while we were yet in our sin. He was out there with the plow deep in the field.
Hallelujah.
For us, not for Him.
Hallelujah, that's right. Hallelujah.
And here we are because of His work. That good husbandman, He endured the heat of the day for us. But now,
come on.
We love the night. Where no work shall be done.
We'll be slothful.
Slothful and sluggish and resist the work of Yah and bring it to some kind of halt and screech and all that.
Hindering the labor.
But we don't see that within ourselves when the mirror comes before us. Man looks in the mirror and then he forgets what he saw in the mirror, which the word of Yah come yesterday, which was so beautiful. I'm thankful for always Yah bringing His word to remembrance. Because if it wasn't, you know, Him bringing His word to remembrance, then I would not understand His love to that esteem, His love to that degree.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because, you know, He established it from the beginning. I mean, no matter what, His word will accomplish what it's set for to do and not return it in void. Well, we think somehow, some way, we can cause it to return void.
Well, we got to get rid of that resistance with us, too.
Yes.
Just submit. Well, that's the word of sex. Submit yourself to Yah, resist the devil, and He will flee from you. But the Most High Yah is not our enemy. He's for us. If Yah be for us, who can be against
who?
And that's the question, who? So who in you is against the Most High? That man in the mirror? That wicked man in the mirror? Yeah, you put him in subjection. You crucify that old man with his affection and his deeds and his lust and all that. I mean, it's because when the word requires you to die to yourself, then you die to yourself. And then and as you give place to that old man dying, the new man,
it's got a place to live. It grows.
Yeah.
And we got to nurse that.
Yeah.
Nurse that. Feed him. And Yah has given all weapons and everything to nourish and to bring up
that crop.
Yes.
That crop.
Yeah.
But Yah is not going to nourish our bitterness and our envy and our jealousy.
No.
These things promise us so much liberty.
Woo! Come on.
While we think we're performing the will of Yah through our envy and our jealousy and whatever it may be.
Well, we're really a servant of corruption by working through that stuff. Like Saul, we eyed David. He went, that was a perfect example. Whatever. Pastor Corey was preaching about that. You know, that envy, that jealousy took him captive. And he walked with it, trying to kill his brother David, the man who was faithful to him. Why? You know, what triggered Saul? Saul killed his thousands and David his 10,000. Then all of a sudden, Saul jacked up when he heard. That's what Satan was waiting to do and entered into him.
My hands have killed thousands.
But David 10,000. Come on.
But David done by the strength of Yah.
Yeah. Come on. See, that's the spiritual man that's doing the work of Yah. Saul the carnal man.
Yeah.
Come on. Jealous
man. Yeah, the carnal man is going to sit there and he's going to resist. The spiritual man.
Come on.
Come on.
Like Esau.
Come on.
Going back with our
the
father.
One of the bond woman. Yeah.
Right. Yep. The bond woman. The
bond woman and the promised one.
Yeah. Yeah. Wanting to kill the promised seed.
Yeah. What is in us trying to kill the promised seed in us?
Come on. Is your Cain trying to kill your Abel?
You are able.
Yes,
through Messiah.
Well, yes. He's well equipped.
Well, we all the time, I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't. All this can't.
You got to dodge to that.
Yeah. Bring some kind of bloody turnip to the altar.
Oh, goodness.
Bloody carrot or whatever, maybe. You got to bring some kind of vegetation before Yah.
Woo.
The works of your own hands.
Whoa, boy. Corrupt. Ooh. But that's what you're talking about too, Teach, about with the feast. We can't bring the wrong sacrifice to the feast. At the time when the Most High is requiring these things of us, let's make sure we got the right sacrifice in our hand. Let's bring forth the sacrifice of praise. Let's bring forth the spiritual instead of the natural. I mean, the Most High don't want you bringing a carrot to the altar. No, don't get me wrong, say bring your offers. We ain't saying that. But bring your spiritual offers.
Yes. First, that which is spiritual, the spiritual thing always precedes why you are bringing the natural offering. If it's purpose in your heart from the Most High to give to the ministry, to give to the mania, that's not of your own volition. That is an unction from Yah. Yeah. You know, this is the word of Yah being performed in you. And you know that when you sow these things, then Yah is able to bring the increase. And, you know, we're here planting, we're here watering, but we know we cannot give no increase. We're here broadcasting, we're here trying to persuade men. We're trying, to be here acting like fools for you. We're here in a death stance so that you may live.
Hallelujah.
We want our brothers and sisters to live. We have tasted death, but we have relished life. More than death.
Yeah.
And we want you to partake of this life. That's why Christ, he kept his course all the way unto the end. The joy that was set before him endured for you, for me, that I can be here, that they can be here broadcasting the good news, the gospel to you, to bring you words of life. We're not here bringing you words of bitterness, words of envy, words of doubt. No, that's not our master's words. The words that we're speaking, they're not our words. Where we're giving testimony of the greater one that is within us. We understand greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. And we're trying to get you to that point to adhere to the greater one.
Hallelujah. Getting you to abide in the vine, staying attached to him by the word. That's what Jesus says. He said, yes, of course, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen,
you.
And he's ordained you to bring forth fruit. And he's appointed ministers at any given time to help you along the way to bring forth that fruit. So don't despise the one. Like yesterday, nobody should have been having any type of despite towards the man of Yah.
No.
But I guarantee many did. He probably felt a lot of a lot of kicks in the spirit. By his ministry.
That plow pulled up by that wrong rock.
That wrong rock.
That one root. That root was just brought to the surface where all could see now. Whoa! It was down beneath, you know, before that plow hit the earth, you know, it was covered. It was hidden.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that word came and all of a sudden now it's exposed.
That's why the word says, "Midlife darkness, rather than light."
Yeah.
Why? Because their deeds are evil. But you're doing evil deeds. You're doing evil deeds in your mind. Like Pastor talked about, this spiritual maturity, you have to have rule over your thoughts. And if you don't have rule over your thoughts, and if you don't even try to take these thoughts captive, you just let the devil run wild. And he's doing everything and everything. He's giving you imaginations and all the. Just the thoughts that any thought that he can throw at you, you just receive it like a
sitting there on your back with your legs wide open.
Like a hoe.
Like a hoe.
Take it all in.
But then
all of a sudden the Most High shall know you want to come up and close your legs. Too late. He done caught you. Well, you should have been doing something about it though.
Yeah.
Keep your vessel, possessing your vessel with sanctification and honor. And that's part of your mind. It starts in the mind. You get bombarded with a bunch of unholy, ungodly, wicked thoughts. All these thoughts of bitterness, anger, frustration, just what you name it. We all know the battle of the flesh, of the mind. The war is going on. But you can't become a casualty to the devil. You can't just lay down and let him take you out.
You're not a victim.
Actually, you will it anyway. he ain't coming in raping you like, you're in your back, like he just said.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, being that hoe, that whore, that wicked, that's Proverbs, but seven women, that whorish woman,
devil
come by, hey, my bad took you, come on in. The good man going away on a long journey. He took a bag of money. He didn't come back no time soon.
No.
Next time, Jesus knocking, hey, woman, open the door. I'm like, what you doing in there? So come on, faith, we have got to abide in the Most High. Let him be our strength, because even at that fight, we fighting the fights that we fight. We're not alone. He's with us.
He is.
He's with us.
Yes, he is. Yeah, we need to quit letting these gangbangs go on. But like Pastor said, we let one spirit in and he brings seven other spirits and got this gangbang going on, and the last estate of this man is worse than the first. And we all have witnessed this. And how much do we love it? I mean, we have tasted the good love and the good word of Yah. We have tasted his embrace and his spirit. This should be enough to harness us. This should be enough to hook us.
Come on.
To keep us from that wicked woman that's decking her bed with all these tabards and all this alluring and all this seducing. Get all these seducing spirits out of our life when the word comes forth and then hits that seducing spirit in you. Go ahead and say, yes, Yah, of a truth.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to let pride have the principality in my being. I'm going to take pride and denounce pride. I'm going to start tearing this thing down from its structure. I'm going to receive the word of Yah, and I'm going to start resisting the word of my flesh, the word of this bitterness, and the word of this hatred. And I'm going to resist it, and I'm going to call upon Yah. I'm going to look unto the hills which cometh my help. I'm going to look unto the one that is on the tree. I'm going to get under that blood that is streaming down.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to let it do its work. Because I understand what the other one is trying to work within it. Because it wants a home. It's sinking. It's walking all in dry places.
and it wants my house. And you've got to stand up and say, no, you are not welcomed in my house. I am a habitation of Yah. That is what he established me from the beginning. I'm going to embrace that. I'm not going to embrace who I was. Hell with that anymore. I am, all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm going to believe that word.
Yeah.
I'm not believing your word no more. You come to my door knocking and saying this and saying that. I understand your fruit. You're trying to kill me. You're trying to dissuade me.
Well,
get to that place, taking everything to the gate, everything to the door first. Quit letting every damn thought, emotion, and feeling, every carnal thing cart your course. Word is a lamp. Word is a light. Abiding in him, there is no fear in perfect love. Yah is perfect love. You want love? Many of us have been crying out so many years for the real love. Why don't you submit unto Yah's love, which has been from Genesis to Revelation, the chronicle, the testament of his complete being, written in words, now written in your hearts and in your minds. Why resist the Holy Spirit? Because our fathers did in times old resist this very thing. But your chosen generation, a royal priesthood in this time and this hour to show forth his praises. Why not do that? Do you like the showing forth of your hurts and your emotions and your feelings and your disgruntlement and where they leave you? They strip you naked and throw you off in some corner in some alley, beaten, stricken. Whew. We got to really look at this thing for what it is worth. Like I said many times, in living color.
Yeah.
We are a living people. Where we have passed from death unto life. We are children of the light, children of the day.
Yeah.
We're no longer the children as we were walking in the night. The moon and the Hasatan rules the night. Most saints of the Most High, it's not that hard. The way of the transgressor is hard.
Yeah. Very hard.
Very hard. And that's why that plow cannot penetrate.
That transgressive heart solidifies that ground. Yeah, that hard, impenitent heart, unrepentant heart. But you know, saints, that's why the word is sown and plowed in hope. See? Oh. And hope, that hope which is an anchor to our soul.
Yes.
As long as we allow ourselves to allow the word to even reach unto us. The teacher said, we have to allow it to reach to us and enter into our being. Become part of us, bringing us back to the Most High and strengthening us and helping us to grow up to being that new man that we're supposed to be. And it's not a hard thing. It ain't hard. All we got to do. What did Jesus do? He did all the things that pleased the Father. He humbled himself. When he was found in the fashion of a man, what did he do? He humbled himself and became obedient to the death of the tree. But, let me say this. Now, he did that. Now it's our turn. When you get on the tree, it's your turn to let your flesh be crucified. Die so that you might live. Don't seek to save your life. Lose it so that you can find it in him, not in you. By his strength, by the Ruach HaKodesh.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah, we have passed from seed time. We're about to go into the season of the infilling of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And then when the infilling of the Spirit, you know, it's all gradual. It's all progressive. Then it comes the time to where
After all this labor is performed, Messiah is performed, then the trumpet is sounding, letting us know that the King is coming.
Hallelujah.
And we hear that trumpet, you know, we hear it spiritually. So we have a time to give ourselves ready, to get ourselves clean, to get ourselves right, and to put on the white garments for the Day of Atonement.
Ooh.
And then when we come to that feast, and then we meet the requirements there, then we're allowed entrance into the Feast of Tabernacles, to the end of the harvest. Yeah, you know, from Passover to Tabernacles, the sun has been beaten down.
Yes, sir.
Yes. But what have we sown in this time that Yah has allowed it, allotted us? Notice all this is sown in the spirit. We are the field. We are Messiah's bride. He will put his seed in us. It's his seed that brings life.
Yes. Yes. But what is that seed? It's his word. So are we allowing that word to have entrance? You know, because you're being, you know, you're being ministered to, but is there any penetration of the word? You know, because that seed has to get into the ground. Now, is your ground unplowed? You got, is it dried up? You know, or have you neglected the ground that you did plow up and heal up when you're making the roads and everything? You know, did you just neglect it? Not put anything in there? No compost, no anything. You can do anything else to it to get it ready to receive the seed, so it can bring forth the fruit, to bring forth the life. Because if you didn't, that seed is going to die. And that's not going to be a good death. That's the wrong kind of death. That's showing your neglect as a husband to the field. But let's get our fields ready, if you have it, so that you can receive the engrafted word, so that you can bring forth that harvest of life.
Mm-hmm. We went ahead and we have testified and claimed we took the body and the blood of Messiah.
Ooh.
Now, that is our confession before Yah. You know, we may be sitting there eating, you know, naturally a piece of bread and drinking, you know, a cup of wine. But how is Yah viewing this very convocation, this very rehearsal? Why are we immersed, or why are we entailed in this manner at the feast? Why are we the people of Yah ordained to this order? To bring forth fruit.
Yeah.
Bring forth fruit. We are the planting of Yah. Hallelujah. Pentecost is right upon us.
Woo. Come on.
You know, that tender plant is pretty much done sprung up out of the ground.
Yes, sir.
Now it has to have a spirit put into it.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's got to receive more strength and more nourishment. It's got to have precepts, laws, and commandments put in it to sustain it until the time of harvesting.
Hallelujah.
Because, you know, the harsh weather is coming now.
Oh, yeah.
Right after Pentecost.
That summer heat.
That real heavy heat.
Woo.
Woo. We thought the dead season was bad.
Yeah. It's summertime. Yeah. And how are you going to bear in that summer? What kind of moisture do you have in you? Do you have the water of the Word? Is it getting watered by the water of the Word? You getting washed by the water of the Word, soaking it in, you know, because that water has to go down to your roots. And Pastor Corey even said something in that message he was here. Yeah, make sure your roots go deep. And some of us don't have that much depth of earth. So when the things start coming, when that weather starts coming, you will get scorched. And you will bring forth that spiritual death that you were walking in.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, some people are going to be cut off. I'm just saying like that. Some of you are going to die. Spiritually. Not naturally. But spiritually. And others, depending on what kind of ground you got it on.
30. 60,
come on. Yeah.
100.
100 fold. What part of the harvest you in? Make sure you are abiding where you need to be.
Don't be among the stones.
Don't
be among the thorns.
Come on. Getting choked out by the cares of this life. What you caring about today? Oh, yesterday. You know, yesterday was the Shabbat. What were you caring about yesterday? Were the cares of this life pressing on your mind? Were you worried about the bills that had to get paid? Or what you had to do today? Or did you just, were you able to rest in Yah? Receiving the engrafted word. Was able to save your soul.
True.
You know, because some of our people didn't enter into his rest. Because of some of them, he was not well pleased.
Because of unbelief.
And that hinders the word greatly.
Yes.
And so that goes back to that heart. What kind of heart did you have towards the word coming forth? Were you resisting it? Through your unbelief, through your businesses, through your fears? Or you somebody was able to readily receive the engrafted word, just letting it come on in. You know, just being a good wife, let your husband, I'm coming to sow some seed. My dude, come on, baby, I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
I'm submitting. I'm here. Come on, give
it to
me. And that's what we got to get. That's what we have to be. Our hearts got to be. They have to be done in that good manner where we're willing to do whatever the Most High wants as a good servant, good wife. We get aligned with him and receive his seed. And we perform the word which we've heard. Because after we've heard, then we have to come do it.
Yeah. Get pregnant with that word and bring it forth. Birth a child.
Just like in the natural.
Yeah.
And the spiritual.
Yeah. Get impregnated with his righteousness. Get impregnated with his Jesus. We're getting impregnated with his long-suffering and gentleness and temperance.
Meekness. Yeah.
And then once you get impregnated, then you got to bring forth that child. No wonder the world, you know, so many times wants to bring these up. We're not going there.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, hallelujah. but we've been appointed unto life, not unto death,
yeah.
Right? You know, so don't let the devil say, well, they just finished the condemnation or whatever. They just trying to beat us. Nah, we ain't beating you. We ain't beating you. We're here to edify.
Yeah.
Now you get some exhortation, some reproof, and some abuse. You know, I mean, you get everything here. Everything the word says, you got it. You know, exhortation, reproof, and the instruction. So
full measure of love.
Yeah. We don't hate you. We love you.
And to let you know, Yah does care for you.
Yes.
He's provided all of our needs according to his riches and glory.
Hallelujah.
Just be willing to receive.
Say that again. Receive. Just like the Pentecost coming up, the feast, Shavuot. Hey, receive you, the Holy Ghost.
Come on. You're trying to throw seeds on some untilled, hard ground. What do you think is going to happen?
It'll dry up.
But if that ground has been plowed up and been tilled, been cultured, been furrowed in a straight line.
Nothing crooked lines here?
No, straight line. It's been plowed according to the instruction of Yah. And been planted in his manner, in his likeness, in his pleasure.
Hallelujah. We'll bring forth good fruit then.
Good fruit. Which he intends in us.
Woo! In us. Yeah. So I shouldn't bring forth bitterness in jealousy.
No, new man has no relationship with that.
But what about me?
You should be dead.
What? Dead? What? Peace? Come on. But I want to live.
Well, you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in Yah.
Hallelujah.
Set your affections not on things of the earth, but things above.
Hallelujah. Well, you know what the word says? No man can serve two masters.
Mm-hmm.
So who's your master? Is it Yah or yourself?
Self, the pastor did a wonderful message on self is a mighty one, a God.
Yeah. And that will get a lot of worship.
Yes. That is probably the biggest root, stump, rock, boulder in our life.
Come on. That's true. That's true. That's true. That self should be dead, though.
Yeah.
If we're serving the Most High.
If it's been put on that tree.
Come on.
You arm yourself likewise with Messiah. When you
when you went down into that water burial, when you accepted, you know, what you was getting ready to depart from, when you was getting ready to separate yourself from, when you was making a witness to the world, to water baptism.
So that immersion should have walked off a different person.
Yes, yeah, so that person that was coming up, once that water sheds off, that should have been the new
man.
Person.
Yeah.
Ah, this ain't the same person in the flesh.
Well, yeah, that outer shell does carry forth that
yeah.
old person.
Yeah,
that's how people recognize
you.
Yeah, that's evidence. But that's not in you.
But those that are in Yah, that we understand each other and should understand each other after the spirit.
So we don't know each other after the flesh no more.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. And neither do we know Yeshua after the flesh either. You should know him by the spirit too.
Uh-huh.
Departing from the flesh realm, getting into the spirit. I mean, that's where our life is.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's where the creation began in the beginning. If we would just embrace who we truly are in this time and this hour, then we walk in his power, which is already been ordained from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
No foundation can any other man lay than that which is already laid.
Hallelujah. That's right. That's right. That's that second man, that second Adam, quickening spirit.
Quickening spirit.
That's what we're trying to get us.
He's not earthly no more.
No.
That guy's out of the way now. That one was nailed to the cross. That one was contrary to us. Not the law.
No.
That first Adam was contrary. Everything of that first Adam, that's everything which is carnally of us, is contrary to us. I'm glad he nailed my old me to that tree.
Hallelujah. Can't take him off the tree, though. Got to
leave
him up there. Let him die. Let him stand there until he dies. Maybe then we won't have so much showing out of the flesh. Any one of those bad characteristics that manifest amongst us. You know, because it's amazing how when that old man rises up from us, we want to finger everybody else up. You know, be like Adam in the garden. Hey, that woman you gave me.
But we forget Messiah. When he was before the tree, the joy that was set before him, his beard was plucked, and he was spat upon. I mean, he was cursed, and everything was thrown at him. Yet not he opened his mouth. No guile was found in his mouth. And why are we all so called on this other side of salvation still have this guile? Back talk.
Come on. Oh, that gainsaying it.
Gainsaying when that crown of thorns is put on your head, when you're spit upon, when your hair is plucked.
Come on. Yeah, we want to hide our face from the shame and the spit. We can't take the joy.
He despised not the shame.
Yeah, that's right.
For us. The joy that was set before him.
Come on, that's right.
We were his joy. We were the children that was given him.
Yeah.
Woo.
Hallelujah. So what's all we got to do, Tish? Arm ourselves likewise?
Yes, with the same mind. Abide in him.
Hallelujah. Abide in him. We abide in him, then we can do just like him. It will no longer be us. It's no longer I that live, like Paul said, but Christ that liveth in me. Bringing forth that new man. He'll have that strength to bear it all. To go forth to the crucifixion, to the death, that he might live.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, we will live.
We will, that this is real life.
Yes.
We've been presented with a fake fall life in our former walk. We thought we was living life in the past.
True.
But I thank God that he come and interrupted all that shit.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I'm glad he come in and brought that, burned it down to the ground.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Consuming fire.
And I look at all that, and I have no glory in that, but it brings forth the light of Yah more abundantly, having that as a backdrop.
Hallelujah.
Knowing that where I have been and where I am now, what Yah has brought me from and what Yah has put me in now.
Hallelujah.
And I
walk in his power, walk in his courage, walk in his confidence, which many people say, ah, yeah, tight, blah, 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 blah.
That's because we can't see.
Because they can't see Yah. Darkness cannot comprehend light. The thing I do, I know the terror of Yah, and that's why men, you are here trying to persuade men.
Yeah.
To get their minds right. As we have got our minds right, and as we have been, you know, experienced in this, then we pass what has been poured into us, now we pour into you. What has been entrusted in us, we want entrusted in you. We're here broadcasting his word, not nothing of ourselves. We were not the author. We're not the finisher of everything that we're saying.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
Truth by his grace.
Yes.
What the word say? Open your mouth and I'll fill it.
Yeah.
That's even something I always pray before I come on blogs. I'll open my mouth. You got to fill it. That's what the word say. I'm going to hold you to it. All the world over there. Teacher Chain didn't come up, you know, he didn't have the purse to strip either. We didn't put your paperwork yet, see?
No.
He ain't hide up with Prince Leather. He ain't got nothing. He's just speaking from the heart. But the Ruach put drops in him. He's letting it come out, not holding it back. Like Paul said, I declare not to give you the word of Yah. You know, sure not to give you the word. And so just like tonight, we're giving you what the Most High is putting in our spirits to give, to share, to pouring out. But
yes.
You might be fed.
You might be fed. And we see some, you know, that have come into this walk, come into this family, and in many instances, it does hurt to see some depart. And they don't understand that many times what goes forth is a plea to bring them back into the fold.
Yeah.
But then there's a certain time when grace does even run out on that.
Come on, see. Truth. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Shoot. It's not, you know, we're saying that we are the way. We're trying to proclaim that he is the way. Many forget to see that living his life, living his word, living his precepts and his commandments is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
We're not trying to promote some brand or trying to promote something that's been built here on earth by hands. No, we're trying to proclaim Messiah in his majesty. We're trying to build up people in the knowledge and in the grace of our Master and Savior,
hallelujah,
Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ.
Yeah. Because we are his workmanship.
We are, yeah. We've done nothing.
Nothing. We're created for good works in Christ, not something that we're trying to, like, teach us things. We're not building an earthly kingdom here. There's nothing here that we want. Because our home, the Abraham, was looking for a city whose builder and maker was Yah. While he was here on this earth, and in the time of his sojourn, while he traveled back here on this earth. And we got that same spirit. We're not building an earthly kingdom here. We have no kingdom here to leave behind to nobody. Yeah, we have a heritage. We're walking that out, living that while we live in this flesh. But even that, we even raise up the seed that's behind us to know your eyes better be on the king. Have your eyes on the kingdom. And you must be born again. You got to be born into that kingdom. Because you ain't just because you're, like, I got three sons. And another child on the way. But just because you're my son after the flesh, that don't mean y'all going to take you into the kingdom. Especially when you become of age, you got knowledge. It's one thing when they're young, all that being said, but when they reach manhood or that, what we call the age of accountability,
consciousness. I'm aware of self.
Yeah. Then they have to make that choice to serve the Most High. And if they don't, then they will have no part or lot with Yah. Because they're not going to be washing the blood. He will have no part with them. But they have to have their testimony of the Most High. Their testimony of Jesus has to be within their being. And they're going to have his spirit within their being as well and live for him. Not me, not for Teacher Shane, not for Straightway, not for the Most High, Yah. He's going to have to see them with that blood on them. And that's going to open, minister the entrance into the kingdom. The same thing we're doing tonight, ministering to you in the same vein. Bringing the kingdom of Yah to the children of Yah, to those that have the ears to hear and want to partake. And if you don't want to partake, don't. We're for eating the sheep, not the goat. Hallelujah.
The heart is trying to pump the blood to you, to your heart, to every part of your being. Not our heart,
that is actually doing the pumping, but this is the blood that was shed for you and shed for me. This is the blood that we are distributing. This is the blood that comes up from the root into the vine and into the branches so that we be the fruit bearers.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's bringing forth that life. Like you say, because that's coming from the root, that life. And when that's feeding the plant. And so as that plant feeds, it grows. Because what Jesus said, danger to bring forth fruit. So 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. So how much, where's your production level at? Now we hear the man of Yah, when he comes, what's Pastor Don notorious for? Pushing us.
Yeah.
Why? He don't want us to give the Most High Yah a half-hearted effort. I mean, would you take that of a servant? You know, if my servant is capable of giving me, making me $10,000, why you bring me $100, bro? Get your ass back out there and make my money.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Get out there and produce. And we're capable of producing for the Most High. And the Father wants that of us. Not being a servant who is slothful in our effort, but we got to be diligent. And he rewards those who diligently seek him. That's all Pastor Don promoted us for, to help the Most High be glorified in his saints.
Amen. Because a lot of us have participated and been part of the Passover. So Pentecost is coming. So there should be a measure of maturity from Passover to Pentecost. And then when we partake of Pentecost, and enter that holy convocation, that rehearsal, then when the time of tabernacles comes, there should even be a more realm of maturity.
Oh.
From feast to feast, from glory to glory, from faith to faith.
Hallelujah. That's right. That will show the growth. Who wants to be the person, if you say it like this, or the person in the flock who's the spiritual work? Or that dead tree. You want the Messiah to come along? Hey, why is this tree coming to ground? Dig it up. And now the pastor, the elders, the overseers, they're like, hey, hold on, master. Let us talk about it and give it a little more time. So
maybe, might want to hope, you know, just for a little bit.
Okay, go ahead. Give him some more time. But after a while, some people have to be plucked up. Because they're poisoning the rest of the flock.
Yeah,
they're poisoning the vineyard. Your grace is running out.
Measure for that time, yeah.
Sure. I mean, back in the days of Noah, man had a lot of grace until the 100, how many years was before the flood? They told Noah, yeah, that time.
Yeah.
120 years. Well, everybody's grace ran out, but Noah's grace didn't.
No.
Him and his household. So the body of Christ, we got grace working for us. For those who stay attached to the vine and doing everything that we're supposed to do, forming the will of the Most High. But if we don't, when his grace for us runs out, he's going to cut us off. That individual that's not performing. He'll be cast out. And what Jesus says, the children of the kingdom will be cast out, but there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
I mean, when then there's bitter fruit on the vine, and there's envy fruit, you know, the Most High looked down at it. I didn't plant that.
Who planted it?
I wonder who planted it. I know I sent servants to speak to you and get to you the right seed. What seed have you planted? Harvest time is coming and you have nothing but this jealousy and this envy and this hatred and this frustration and this anger, whatever it may be.
Ooh. Ooh.
And then you wonder why next feast you don't appear. While the dead season all of a sudden takes you in the current.
Yeah. You're washed away with the dead.
Washed away. You're gone with the sand.
Ooh. You built your household. The spiritual household. That you know what? Hallelujah. That's good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I've been filling our cup most high.
Yeah.
See us. Hallelujah. Yeah. My soul is indicted in a good manner.
I
will do the will of the Most High. I want to drink from your cup, Father.
I'm not thirsty for this world. Hell no.
Hell no. That's a bitter cup to drink, Father. Shoot. Hallelujah. Man, you said I was, oh, yeah. we're talking about okay, who planted that mad plant. Well, we know who it was, the enemy.
Yeah.
And so did you plant good seed? Yeah, the enemy's done this. But hey, you know, a lot of us can see when people produce some bad seed. But we can't go pluck them up. Why? Why can't we pluck up the bad seed, Chief?
No, it's not a point in them doing to do that. No.
But they're getting on my nerves,
no,
Chief.
No, yeah. I'd rather put the blame on my brother and my sister, you know. Let them be plucked up, you know. They're the one that got that offended me. They're the one that caused me to be like this. And they're the one that caused me to plant this and to plant that.
It's their fault, right?
It's their fault.
So why am I so messed up then?
Oh, no. Well, what's in your field?
Oh, what's up? My field, Chief, not me, Jim.
Well, yeah, what?
You know what? That's because that enemy got a hold of that person and helped them plant them dead, defiled plants that don't produce life, the weed. And then when it comes time to, hey, we need some more wine. Go harvest Brother John's field. Well, they ain't nothing here but weed.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Plow that man field up and throw his ass in all the darkness. I'm going to give his feet to Pastor Dog because he produces good fruit. I'm going to give it to Pastor Corey. I'm going to give it to Elder Rufus, Teacher Shane, Elder Becker. I'm going to give it to Sister Jaja, Sister De'Ara, Brother Abraham, Sister Carrie, and where y'all at? Australia. Sister, Brother Josh, Sister Zakina, that's what the Most High gives. He's going to reward the righteous.
But the word of God came into me saying that I inclined my ear into the viper. And I was putting the viper's seed into my bag, and the next thing you know, I'm planting his seed.
Well, you see it.
Well, no.
You're going to be cast on the profane. Yeah, well, who told you to be bitter? Who told you to be bitter? Who told you to be naked? Not the Most High. Did you eat the fruit you weren't supposed to? Did you not stay abiding the vine? What's going to be the end of that sermon?
Y'all did not send you this person, and that person is speaking to you. My words of life, but your ear was inclined.
Woo! Lies up early. Your ear was inclined. Ooh. And what fruit did it bring forth? Walk up there.
And you're inquiring of me. Why I got weeds in my field? Why have you made me thus, y'all?
Come on, yeah. Made the Most High.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. I tell you, the audacity of man. That's like Cain said. Yeah. Am I my brother's keeper?
Am I?
Well, yeah, sure to me was. Hey, your brother's blood crying out to me right here. Your sin is making open to me.
You raising up a carnal stone to slay him.
When he could just walk forth and...
Most
High, bring him word of the
line. You know, sin lies at the door, Cain, but you do well. You'll be well with you.
Grace was there.
Grace was there. Ooh. It ran out, though,
T. It ran out because
he did not choose the right way.
Come on.
But he went and took up carnal weapons.
Come on.
And fought after the flesh and slew his brother.
Yeah, slew the righteous brother. That carnal, that seed of the flesh wants to kill the spiritual seed.
Oh, yeah.
That persecution that still goes forth.
That one that was under bondage.
Mm.
Trying to slay the one that is a free.
Hallelujah.
No envious of the free one as they was of Messiah. He's going to take away both our place and our country.
And it's
as the world is, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why they hate us. Because I know we're going to be heirs. Esau has it now, but in the time to come, it's going to be Jacob's.
Right.
Hallelujah. Israel's.
Yeah, our blessings. Our
in the spirit. They know it's going on in the spirit. It is the war in the spirit, which we see, but they don't see.
True.
The only thing that they have equipped with them is to war after the flesh. But we have a greater war to deal with, a war in the spirit.
Yeah. That's the real war. That's
we are the soldiers of Yah.
Hallelujah. We're in the army of Yah.
The army of Yah.
You got your war clothes on, brothers and sisters? Hallelujah. In the army. Hallelujah. But that's the real fight, though. It is not something that But, you know y'all hear us talking. You know, we're making fun of some of this stuff, but you hear us talking. We're not taking it lightly. I'm sure you Saints don't take it lightly either. For those of you who are listening now and those of you who will be listening later, we're not saying you're taking it lightly. We're just really emphasizing the war. Like hitting on the weapons, emphasizing the weapons. We can't use carnal weapons in this spiritual warfare. And pastors provoke us to righteousness with the spiritual warfare, to be diligent, to be up on the game, keep our minds, policed up, not let the devil just have a free highway. You remember that example Pastor used to teach about the truck? Years ago, he said, if you want to control the traffic in your mind, like you look at the picture of a highway. So you get a semi truck to block the traffic. Now all of a sudden, that all those 8 rounds of traffic is stopped, and then you can start. That's your mind. You block all this traffic. You got thoughts going here, and here, and there, and everywhere, coming in, coming out. You block that traffic. Now you can start being like being an inspector. Like, okay, what is this? What is this? What is this? Who are you?
One lane at a time.
One lane at a time. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
start
right.
Which is little, then you can be made faithful
over
a lot.
But to
start with,
yeah, that's right. That's it. Yeah. See, then you got to start the examination process.
Yeah.
If you want to know what's going on with you, then look at your thoughts. What are you being tempted by? What's speaking in your head? I mean, what is all that communication you got going on that's trying to drive you insane? That you can't get control of your mind. Because the Most High's given us power, love, and a sound mind. But you can't say that if your mind ain't sound.
He gave us.
Yeah, he gives it to us, see? Paul loves
Israel. For Yahweh so loved Israel that he gave his only begotten son.
Yeah. For us?
For us?
That we might have peace.
Yeah.
He flew his own son on the cross with that love that he gave.
And we can love one another with that same love that has been dispersed into us. Poured into us.
We should. We love him that begot. We gotta be loving the begotten.
Yeah.
Of the begat.
Being the chosen
seed. Woo. I mean, we are Israel, right?
Yeah.
Israelites for Hebrews. Then we should manifest his nature. If Yah is love, we should be love.
Yeah. He chose us. Let us choose one another. He has added to each and every one of us.
Yeah. Yeah, not reject them, not hate them, not put the evil eye on them, not have a contrary spirit towards them, harshness, cruelty, but what's wrong with that? We've been walking, see how long we've been walking in this land? Long time. Long time.
Pretty much half my life.
Same here. I remember the first time I came to service. And sometime after that, probably 2 services we had in the basement. And I remember Teacher Shane left a message on my answer machine when I was living in Hendersonville. He told me, hey, we're moving the service box out to the land. We're no longer going to be at the house. But thankfully, Teacher Shane waited for me at the house. And they had him, he was appointed to wait for me at the house. If he wouldn't have waited for me at that house in Galveston, I wouldn't know where to go. And if I was driving out in my face trying to find Pastor Dollar's thing, I was driving around lost, But I was grateful that charity was extended to me. And I was, new in the assembly. But I wasn't forgotten, the man of Yah watching over the sheep. I wasn't forgotten. And he didn't just leave me out there. Well, this brother ain't going to know where to go. But I'm glad I was in his heart. He made sure that I had a way to come join the fellowship.
Yeah.
And to learn the way and was able to continue on in faithfulness with the body. But the charity that we should have towards one another, it should not be hindered by any evil things that minister in our mind. If you got the new man working in you, then how is it we still have bitterness, envy, strife, jealousy, hatred, wrath, emulations? Where do these things come from? Are they of Yah? Are they of the spirit of Yah that's within us?
Mm-hmm. Things to think of, especially at the time of the infilling of the Spirit at the day of Pentecost, when the people of Yah received the law from Mount Sinai in their hearts and their minds. They heard it from on high. They heard it, outwardly. Now we are a people that have it within. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Peace without and peace within, right? Peace what in the heart.
Yeah.
And we get the law in. And, but, you know, we are chosen vessels. Chosen vessels to bring, you know, to be his ministers and to be a light to the world. And, you know, the house of time is seeking to put out the light of the saints of the Most High, you know, of the assembly. Scattered abroad. He wants to put that light out. And one of the best ways he can do it, what did Jesus say, teach? All men, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. By that love that you have one to another. And that love also should be a love for the Most High as well, too. You're generating that, because we can't love y'all. How we say we love y'all? Because he first loved us. And then as we love him, we're able to love our brothers and our sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And then we should be able to bring forth that fruit if we abide in the Most High, abide in Yeshua, letting his presence within us, feeding us from the roots, and bring forth his love to one another. Not giving place to the devil because we want to obey the Most High, being just like Yeshua, Jesus, being obedient unto the death.
Yes, we are being prepared for a place.
Ooh,
we are the bride. He desiring to clean us up and to make us spiritually in the position to present us before the Most High Yah. When Yah sees us, Yah wants to see himself. And all in all, he is the creator and we are the created. The Hasatan denied what he was created to do. We, the people of Yah, should not deny what we was created to be. This was ordained from the foundation of the world. If you want to enter into real life, true fellowship, true love, you will remain in his love. Because his love is our pavilion. It's our hiding place.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
It is where we are going. This is what has birthed us in this time and this hour, and this is what's going to get us home. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, thanks. It's been an honor and a pleasure ministering to you all tonight, talking to you on this edition of the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast, the Brother Segment, along with my faithful, beloved teacher, Teacher Shane, who I love dearly. We've been together for we've been together for a long time.
Yeah, eternity.
Yeah, we're just talking
kingdom terms.
We've been
together for eternity.
That's right.
That's
like we've forgotten again anyway.
Yeah.
But thanks. I do appreciate you all being here tonight. Thank you for your labor of love with us tonight. I pray you all continue to stay connected with the ministry, listen to everything the ministry's putting out and on the various channels. Don't forget, the Lions Den will be on Fourth day night?
Fourth day,
7 o'clock? 7 p.m. time. But, you know, you watch out for Brother Daniel's post. And thank you, Brother Josh and Sister Zakina for posting scriptures. It's his tonight, the co-host. And thanks. We do love you all. We appreciate your time, your energy, your effort, and your love. Remember to keep the man of y'all lifted up in prayer, saints, and one another, and all the leadership. And don't forget, you know, our enemy is out there. So make sure you continue to break curses, binding and loosing, and staying faithful with that. And with that, I say good night. Shalom, shalom.